That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. When you dedicate your entire life to taking care of someone, making sure that every single need they have is met, and the first words they utter out of their mouth is, Dada!
Oh, no. No.
Wow, did that happen in your house?
And not Mama.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That is all I need to know about you, baby.
Wow.
Mm.
You've been at war with Dakota for a little while now at this point.
Well, here's the thing, is Dakota's trying to kill me.
Yes.
And I say that in the most positive way because, right. I adore my baby more than anything in the world, but she will not sleep. She won't. And
right.
it's driving us crazy. And I wanted to remind her yesterday as she was going, Dada, Dada, Dada,
oh,
Dada.
Wow.
I wanted to remind her that Dada doesn't hear her at 10 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m.
Wow.
Throughout the morning. But you know what? You can't reason with a six-month-old because
right.
they just keep babbling, da, da, da.
Right.
And they give you one of their big, toothy, toothless smiles, and you're like, all right, I'll kiss you anyway because I love you.
Oh, man.
Oh. I hope that it's just that she has a really good sense of humor and she did it on purpose because she knew that it would make me crazy because I can respect that, you know?
I feel like the D is just something that's maybe it's easier to enunciate when they're a baby. Maybe you should get a scientist in here to tell
find
us
out
whether or not that Dada is actually easier for a baby to say. Then
you
feel better about it.
Even Cardi B's baby said mama first. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, then forget the scientists. It seems like we've already worked that out. Cardi B had that on Instagram, and we've already got the facts.
I don't know what we need. Hayden's first word was dad, dad, too. I just keep telling myself that she doesn't know what that means, you know?
Right. Right. Still at 10? Hayden still doesn't know? No.
Hayden's like, I don't know, Mom.
I've got one for you here. If you sing at full volume when the windows open while you're stuck in merging traffic, which, by the way, never merges, of course, and then you just get quiet at every part where you don't know the lyrics, that's all I need to know about you. I appreciate your ambition to having a nice day by cranking out those tunes there, but... You know, if you don't know the lyrics of those parts, sing the lyrics that you think that they're saying, because that's kind of the amusement for the rest of us.
That's more fun.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's what I do. And sing them with confidence. No,
right. That's my favorite.
Right. Yeah. Trail off and then bring it back. All right, we got the chorus.
If you leave your stuff all over three machines at the gym, that's all I need to know about you.
You got to hold on to those machines.
A phone here, a pair of headphones here, a water bottle here, but somehow you're using all three of them at once.
Right. Right. They're reserved, man. I got to jump back and forth, all right?
Yep. You want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I'm telling you, I've been watching it over and over to make sure it wasn't in my imagination.
Okay.
And it's weird, man.
What's weird?
The way Alex Trebek handshakes with people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so odd. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I never really watched Jeopardy because, let's be honest, I'm not smart enough to answer any of the questions.
You're not going to win, but I mean, listen, as a real person, if you watch with regularity, you get into the flow and you can get on a streak, and that feels good when you're at home.
Sure.
But that button would super frustrate you in real life.
Yeah, so I've been watching nonstop, really, let's be honest, because of Jeopardy James, who's on his way to break the
Now he's
streak.
Got the double JJ. Look at how that
James.
Official title.
$2.5 million. That's what you get your own nicknames.
That's because nobody can pronounce Halshauer, which is his real last name.
Right. Let's shorten this.
Yeah.
Let's do something with that.
If you've been just tuning in now, he's a Las Vegas professional bettor, and he's gone on. Last night was his 31st victory. He won $58,000 last night, bringing his all-time winnings to a little over $2.3 million. He's about $150,000 away from beating Ken Jennings' record.
You're going down, Ken Jennings.
None of this matters. What matters is the way Alex Trebek creepily handshakes people.
All right, so tell me
about it. Is that how you say handshakes people? Shakes people's hands?
Greets their hands?
Shakes their hands with his hand?
You know what? It's all awkward. You know,
when
shook their hand.
Touch each other's hands.
Shook their hand.
So if you watch him go up.
No problem.
Alex Trebek, like, he goes in, like, the overhand.
Yeah.
And then he kind of caresses it from the top.
He does,
but he doesn't really grab the whole hand. He's like a two-finger grabber.
Right.
So he grabs two fingers. Yeah, he's like a claw machine.
He grabs the two fingers of the other person with his full hand after he caressed the top.
Yeah.
So he puts it on top, and then he slides it down and then just grabs their two fingers.
That's so weird.
Imagine,
pull my two fingers.
Like Christian said, like a claw machine. Like how you imagine a claw machine coming down. Mm-hmm. He loops his hand around.
Yeah.
And then it comes down.
Uh-huh.
And then with his hand in a weird shape, kind of like a claw.
Yeah.
He kind of grabs two fingers and he gently, slowly does it, and then he quickly pulls it back.
Right. He pulls their finger.
Like, don't touch me.
It's weird. It's really weird.
You would think that you want to give people the room if they're one of those people that doesn't like touch hands. They don't want to touch hands.
Yeah.
But clearly, I mean, his hand is making love to other people's hands.
No, I think he's disgusted. I think he's disgusted to touch people's hands.
Yeah, but it jumped on top and then it slid the entire way down. I mean, that's caressing. You used the word caressing. It's intimate,
yeah,
man.
I don't know.
And then he pulls the fingers. He cups the fingers and he pulls the fingers. It's intimate, man. Alex Trebek assaulted me.
What I think is happening is that he's had a conversation before where he's like, I don't want to shake these people's hands.
Right.
And they were like, listen,
you got
we pay you a lot of money.
Right.
Just shake their hands.
Lubriderm is a sponsor.
Right.
Make sure you shake those hands.
I'll shake the poor's hands.
Right.
Exactly.
Do you ever see him sniff his fingers after he shakes their hands?
No, but he just...
All right.
Listen, tonight, Jeopardy James is going for his 30-second win.
Right.
Right.
And that's a great reason to tune in. But if you needed another one...
Look at the way he shakes the hands. And let me know if I'm crazy. It is really creepy, and it's strange, and it's odd, and it makes me think that Alex Trebek doesn't like people, or he's a germaphobe, which is acceptable.
Must see TV. I love it.
Yep.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband. Happy almost anniversary.
Thank you.
How many years you guys been married, Raven?
You're asking me? You're going to go to me first?
Yeah, of course I am.
Putting me on the spot like that, I guess. 7 years. 7 years. Tomorrow.
Seven that's it for the gift. Magical years.
That's it for the gift, right?
That's it?
Shout out on the radio. That's it. That's all set. That'd be enough for most people.
Wow.
Alicia, tell me the most memorable moment of Raven in your life. Like, what moment, like, when you think of him, you just think of that moment and you smile?
Yeah. Let's see this.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's so many. I know I sound like a crazy person on here all the time, but we have a lot of fun. We've been a lot of places. I would have to say my favorite is we were in Vegas one time, and we went to this super romantic dinner out on this beautiful patio, like this whole water show. I was in a long dress. We were all dressed up. The plan was to go to dinner and a show. Romantic. We ended up at a rooftop bar until 6 a.m. He had to wheel me back to the room in a wheelchair because I wore brand new shoes and I couldn't walk anymore. At 6 o'clock in the morning.
True story.
Security wouldn't let him carry me. He tried to carry me and got in trouble. They had to go get a wheelchair.
There's a no carrying policy at the Bellagio, if anybody's curious to know. Right.
Well,
you can't walk barefoot.
Right, right.
You're not allowed to be barefoot at the casino, but you're also not allowed to carry. They kick you in a wheelchair. Yeah, that was fun.
Let me tell you, you wear those heels long enough, like after a while, like you can't feel your feet anymore. Once you take them off, those shoes aren't going back on.
Well, we danced all night on this rooftop, like overlooking. I mean, you could see like the entire Vegas Strip. It was so awesome. And like I said, we were just supposed to go to dinner. I had no intentions of dancing in these brand new shoes that I never broke in. Yeah.
Oh, that's
sweet. We went
to
dinner at like 6 o'clock and got back at 6 a.m.
That's a good night.
Yeah. Good show that night, too. La Rev at the Win.
What's your favorite Alicia moment?
I would say probably another trip. One of the first times that we went to Mexico, we went ziplining, and the starting area of the ziplining was at least, like, I don't know, 400 feet in the air, something like that. Really tall, really scary. Definitely a thing that a lot of girls would back out of. And she was scared, to be fair. She voiced it there and on the way up, but she jumped when it was time to go. She jumped, and that's kind of like how she is all the time. Like, she's scared about some things. She might be intimidated by some things, but when the time comes, if Alicia has to jump, she'll jump, and I like that.
That's nice.
Also super sexy when she installed the new mailbox at our last house, because it was perfectly level and very, very, very sturdy in there. Probably the nicest mailbox on the street.
Wow.
Right. And she was scared of that job too.
But she jumped.
She did.
Yep.
She jumped.
Oh. What was did you guys have like one anniversary where you did something really special or different?
I think our first one was perfect. We had dinner at the place where we went on our first official date. We ate our new cake top. And then we went to a local bar and had rented a VIP area. And like 35 of our friends came and we danced for life.
Oh, that's a fun night.
I do remember that, thinking that that cake would kill me. While I was chewing it. I do remember thinking that.
Oh, well, I hope you guys have a great anniversary tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. It's a great time by buttering up with all this romantic stuff. You going to ask her for the grade?
Yeah. So how did he behave as a husband this past week going into year 7 of your marriage?
He did pretty good. He's going to get a B, Anna.
Any specific reason why?
I mean, he he did great, but, you know, he texted me this morning about making the dinner reservation. So he's a little late on that.
So close to perfection.
When my brother asked me to be the best man at his wedding, I was like, oh, of course, man. You've always been there for me. He's always been the dependable one, and I've always been the screwed up one. Right, Dad?
Don't be that wedding. All this week, we are talking to wedding experts about things that you should do and shouldn't do when preparing for your own wedding. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Lindsay Michaels from Michaels Jewelers joining us.
Lindsay, what's a common error that one of your associates might be able to help a couple out by being in front of?
One of our associates who actually now handles all of our custom design work at the office, she was working with a customer and had like a really good relationship with him. They worked on the engagement ring and then they worked on her wedding band. And he was kind of nervous about having jewelry because he never really wore jewelry. You know, he was kind of a tough guy and, you know, worked with his hands. When it came to size him, he said it just felt really foreign. He's like, it's too tight. It's too tight.
That's the feeling of marriage, not the ring, Anna.
He ended up going with a size up. And she was like, I'm not going to order it. I'm telling you, you're going to lose this. Listen to me. I promise you, you know, this is the right fit for you. And he's like, no, I need to have it bigger. It's not comfortable. I'm not going to wear it. So he wins. They order it in the size up. They have their beautiful wedding. They go to their honeymoon. He jumps into the gorgeous Caribbean water,
right,
comes back, and the ring's gone.
That happens a lot.
And so it happened to a friend of mine.
He came back and was like, okay, you're right. We'll do it your way.
Right.
You
know,
tell me what size I need.
Some people you can tell over and over, but they just got to learn from themselves.
Sure.
I have a friend who's very particular, and they wanted something very unique and out of the box. For the diamond, he wanted a kite-shaped diamond. It's extremely uncommon, and it's not because it's the super rare diamond that can't be found. It's uncommon because it cracks easily. It's very vulnerable because it doesn't have the 58 facets that really build the strength of a round-shaped diamond. His now fiance works in retail. She rides her bike to work. You know, she's constantly folding clothes. Anytime that you have all these pointy edges, because you think what a kite looks like.
Oh, yeah, exactly, it'll catch on everything.
Yeah, it will catch on it. And also, because it has such big surface space, if I'm using that word
I think so.
Yeah.
Right. Surface area.
The surface area of the diamond, it makes it very vulnerable. So, you know, how many times a day are you doing this?
Banging things, yeah.
And bang it, that it can crack. They had, I think it was close to a 2-carat, so it was a relatively large stone. Again, not easy to find because it's not a very desired shape.
And unless you're like T-Pain or somebody like that.
Yeah.
You've got to be a hip-hop artist.
Trying to advise him against it because here are all the risks involved.
Right.
Choose a very unique shaped diamond. And there's a reason why you've got more common princess, round, emerald cuts. It's because they're designed to last a lifetime. And so now there's no wedding band that matches it.
Right.
So he's doing a custom wedding band. He's on his 38th CAD, which is the digital design.
Right, that's the digital design. So they use the same thing to design buildings and as app skyscrapers.
Yeah,
right.
And so he's on his 38th design because he's tweaking it the right way. And I mean, it's going to be beautiful. The ring is absolutely gorgeous. She's thrilled. It's exactly what they wanted, but it took probably a year for him to even find the right stone. And now it's taken him several months, if not longer, to actually get the right wedding band. And his wedding's in November.
That's crazy. I Googled kite shaped diamonds. I was like, what?
Right,
you know, I wanted to
see. Like, oh, that sounds super rare. I'm going to need one of them.
No. No.
So it's, you know, and I think that there's one thing, everybody wants to be unique. You want to be different. You want to get something that's very personalized to you. And we certainly appreciate that. We do a lot of custom design work, but you need to also keep in mind why certain styles aren't more popular.
Right.
Because there
the
are
practical
risks involved. And
reasons.
As long as people are aware of the risks involved, because this is a huge investment that people are making, it's probably the most expensive investment or, you know, the first true investment that you're making as a new couple. You want to make sure that that is a piece that's going to last a lifetime.
Well, funny you bring that up because Anna's got a big problem with her ring. Hope her husband isn't listening. That's next here with Anna and Raven on Don't Be That Wedding.
Don't Be That Wedding. All this week we're talking to wedding experts. And today, Lindsay Michaels from Michaels Jewelers joining us. Lindsay, what do you do when the style of your wedding ring has gone out of style?
My mom, her original engagement ring is a marquee. And I'm like, oh, gosh, so ugly, you know. And then my mother-in-law had a heart-shaped diamond, which also I wasn't the biggest fan of. And now it's funny because I have a radiant, which is kind of like a princess, if you're, you know, familiar with square. Mm-hmm. And now everyone tells me that my ring is out of date. And I feel like, how do you escape falling into that rut where you're in the trend right now, but it's not going to matter because in 10 years it's going to be out of style?
It's really tough. And I think that, you know, now the halo design is considered old news. And that was huge when I got married just 3 years ago.
Right.
Every girl had a halo-shaped diamond. And I think that if you want to maintain something classic that's going to last generations, keep it very simple. Solitaire. It will last.
It's
it will
so
be trendy
back,
for,
too.
Forever.
And it's so back.
It's minimalistic. It's very simple. People will love it. But the beauty of choosing something that's kind of unique and different is that you can always do a redesign down the road. And that's very common for milestone anniversaries or upgrades, where you can take, whether it be your engagement ring or maybe a family heirloom, whatever it is that you have, and you just want to transform it and modernize it or make it something totally different, you have the ability to do so. And we actually host these events 3 times a year.
Yeah. See, now after 15 years, I would just keep my ring, because what am I going to do? He could buy me a new one for like a big milestone anniversary.
Right. The way my wife would like to go, she's like, well, I'm going to miss my halo if you just take it. So I'm going to need a new one.
Yeah. Right.
Lindsay Michaels of Michaels Jewelers with us.
How many times has a bride returned a ring because they don't like it, an engagement ring?
I don't think as common as you would think it would be. Mm-hmm. I personally had a friend, her boyfriend completely surprised her. They hadn't even talked about engagement rings. And he went down to, I think it was the city, and he bought this ring that he just thought she would love. She couldn't say no to this ring. And she saw it. And the first thing is, it wouldn't even fit on her finger. It was like 10 times too big.
Oh.
And she thought the design was absolutely hideous.
Right.
And while I haven't heard of any instances with our clients coming back unhappy, it does happen. And I think that sometimes women are shamed a little bit if they don't love the design that their significant other had chosen. And I don't think there's anything wrong with going back and finding something you love. If this is something you're going to be wearing every day for the rest of your life together, why not wear something that you're proud of and that you love, where you look down and it makes you happy and it makes you smile? It's hard because women want to be surprised and they don't want to necessarily be part of the whole process. But again, it's,
but they want to make sure
it puts the men in a really tough position where they need to read their minds.
And
we have, you know, a few tips that we do with this.
Come on, give them to the guys right here. Bang, bang, bang.
Confide in a close friend or a family member who really knows their style. Chances are they may have a Pinterest board that says dream ring.
Right.
Or maybe kind of do some investigating on who she likes on Instagram or something like that, what kind of pictures she likes, because then you'll be able to get a sense of what she's looking for. If you're not sure what kind of style she likes, well, then keep it very simple. Keep it a classic style. Down the road, you can always go back and restyle it. The beauty of shopping with Michaels Jewelers is we have a love for life guarantee. You buy it and she doesn't love it, just bring it back and you will have the value of that engagement ring for the rest of your life.
Woo!
That's nice. Yeah,
and so, you know, you choose a princess cup, but then you say, you know what? I love an emerald cup. We'll trade it in. We'll get you a new ring. It's a win-win for everybody.
Lindsay, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Mary and Derek joining us together this morning. Mary, let's start with you. What's going on?
In finance, I work really long hours. To make myself feel better, I have a pick-me-up going tanning twice a week. It's fantastic. Makes me feel great, especially when it's colder or dark. I really love it.
And Derek, what's wrong with that?
I mean, it's way better than Fight Club.
Right.
I guess so, but I hate the fact that my wife's always going to tanning. That's all she does. Mm. She goes twice a week now. She's obsessed with it. It can't be good for her skin. Come hella high water, that's what she's worried about. Nothing else, not me. It's all about tanning.
I share your concerns when you see somebody doing something that you care about that you think overall is unhealthy. But at the end, you sounded a little bit like a 3-year-old where you're like, gosh, she should be paying attention to me, not tanning. I mean, that's random left field.
There's nothing wrong with a man wanting to spend time with his wife.
Oh, hide behind that.
It's been, you're frying your skin. end, sweetie. I would like you not to do anything bad to yourself that may make you leave this world early. I'd like to spend as much time with you as possible. I want to grow old with you and die.
Oh, well, hon, I think that's great, but cheeseburgers aren't great for you either.
And they're delicious. They're both made of leather, both encompassed in leather.
To reach, Raven.
At some
cheeseburgers
point.
May not be good for me, but it's not like I'm putting the sun directly on my skin twice a week.
So you go twice a week. It's not like you're going every day. I mean, I don't, Mary, you're not disputing the fact that going tanning is not great for you. You're just saying it makes you feel better and you want to do it and leave you alone.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the best thing for my skin. You know, like drinking a glass of red wine may not be the best thing for all my organs, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to make me feel better. And if I feel better, I think that should be fine.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Derek, that you're just looking out for your wife's well-being, and maybe down the road you're going to regret tanning now, but they may see your side too, Mary. You're an adult. You can make your own decisions, and if it makes you feel better about yourself, then what's the big deal? Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yes.
Follow-up question just for me. How much time are you spending on tanning, like, when you go? Is it like you got to go somewhere and it takes you an hour and a half later to get home, or is it just, you know, quick?
It's like a half-hour turnaround altogether.
Okay, I mean, that's great. Easy.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah.
All right, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
She's stuck at her office all the time, so twice a week she goes tanning. Makes her feel good about herself, gives her a little extra light, makes her feel a little bit healthier. Her husband, 100% against it. Says yeah. It's not good for her, and he thinks it's annoying.
Listen, I don't think that there's anybody out there that will say tanning is 100% good for you, but there are arguments to sun exposure, vitamin D. Right, mm-hmm. Taking in those different you know, vitamins that we don't get during the wintertime here in New England.
Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Tan on Raven.
Oh, that tanning machine can be dangerous if you use it too much.
Twice a week, though, you know, I mean.
Oh, I
yeah,
think,
twice yeah. a week times 52.
Well, you know what Jennifer Garner says?
Well,
the best skin at the age of 50 is sunscreen in your 20s.
I think that she said it much better. So I think she said the best thing, the thing that looks the best on your skin in your 50s is sunscreen in your 20s.
Listen.
I mean, Jennifer Garner is
better
I
than think
you
women
in every
alone
way.
Are just beautiful.
Okay.
All right. All right. Creepy. See you later. Have
yep.
a good call. Jennifer Garner is better than you in every way. I'm sorry. That seemed hurtful when I said it out loud. That
what? Time. I'm just saying. I don't think it's a matter if it's every single day or twice a week. I think the whole thing behind it is that it's not healthy for you. It doesn't mean it's not okay. There's a lot of things we do that aren't healthy for us. But
well,
what do
it's
you
up
think?
To you.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. She's stuck in a cubicle all day, so she goes tanning to make herself feel better. It makes her feel youthful, gives her a glow, a little bit of extra sun. But the problem is that her husband is against it and says, everybody knows that going tanning is really bad for you, and I don't understand why you got to go.
It seems like he's doing a little bit of whining. This is all she cares about is tanning, not me. Dude, she's going twice a week, and each time it takes about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, seriously.
Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side, actually. Think about what she's doing to her skin.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side, but I understand where the wife is coming from. You should just tell her to go get a spray tan. They're life-changing.
Spray tan.
Life-changing. You heard
it
that?
It can be life-changing. Yeah. I mean, I've seen you sometimes, Anna. You've had a spray tan. You come back with racing stripes.
Right,
so there is
true.
That danger.
And I always appreciate how you point them out so quickly.
Well,
yep.
I mean, they're there.
Right.
Anna Raven, whose side are you on?
So I'm on the husband's side, but, you know, as a couple myself, I do have a lot of sympathy for the wife as well. Should I just start telling my thoughts?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what you're here for. Go for it, girlfriend.
Thank you. So first and foremost, I just want to say that I understand how self-care is so important, and I really commend you for finding a way to make yourself feel relaxed on vacation and warm and comforted, because you do work hard and you deserve to have that time to yourself. That said, what you're doing is deadly. So you cannot continue with a tanning bed. You have to find another way to get the same results. Your husband cares about you, and that's what he's trying to tell you. This is something that's proven to kill you.
I mean, I have a question for you. Are you a therapist? Because you are fantastic. I feel better already. It's not even my problem,
you,
but
no,
I feel
I'm
great.
Just, you know, I'm somebody who really regrets my earlier tanning disease, and I live with that every time I go to the dermatologist every 6 months.
That can be scary.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Derek, our audience agreed with you this morning. Mary, people felt like it's really bad for you and your husband is looking out for your well-being. And you know what? Being pale isn't so bad.
No. As long as you're alive, it's not that bad to be pale. I'm glad people listen to me.
I guess maybe I could try and go less. It's just hard when it's cold, you know? It's something that makes me feel good. I don't know. Maybe I could get my nails done instead.
There you go.
Beautiful skin at 60. Gonna come from how you're taking care of your skin now, right?
Yeah, but that vitamin D, I understand what you're saying. Granted, I know it's not good for you, but I hear you because getting that sunshine when you go through these dreary months can really help your mood, too.
Sure.
All right, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
Spent
it.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's den.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Meryl, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Meryl.
All right, Meryl, this is the longest win streak he's ever had, 45 in a row.
Oh, gosh.
These questions are hard, okay? Let's see if you can do it. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 gift card to Little Pub and the bragging rights that you broke his longest record. You ready?
Okay.
Number 1, what famous New York newspaper is nicknamed the Gray Lady?
The New York Times.
Number 2, Ariana Grande had to cancel a show due to a tomato allergy. What 3-time Olympic gold medalist is known as the flying tomato?
Shawn Johnson.
Number 3, HBO's Chernobyl has passed Game of Thrones to become the top-rated TV show on IMDb. What does IMDb stand for?
International Movie Database.
One more time?
International Movie Database.
Number 4, Galaxy's Edge officially opens at Disneyland. Galaxy's Edge is part of what movie franchise?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
And number 5, all about Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic. In the song Rocket Man, Elton sings that this planet ain't the kind of place to raise your kids.
Pluto. I don't know.
Raven!
Hey. You!
What did you do, raid the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, but I brought you a snack, so don't worry.
Oh, I like when you walk in with armfuls of food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a ton of stuff here. Okay. How'd you do?
All right. Meryl got 1 out of 5.
Meryl, not so good.
Oh.
Come on, Meryl.
Horrible.
Yep.
All right,
horrible.
Here we go.
All right, number 1. What famous New York newspaper is nicknamed the Gray Lady?
Well, it's got to be the Times because the Post is kind of like the Joker.
That's correct.
Woo!
You guys are tied at 1.
Look at me. Literal genius. Of literature.
Sure.
And publishing.
Yep. Number 2, Ariana Grande had to cancel a show due to a tomato allergy. What 3-time Olympic gold medalist is known as the flying tomato?
Shaun White, but he doesn't like that nickname.
That's right. Shaun White is correct. You
that
said Shaun
cool.
Something else, Meryl.
Shaun White's cool, man.
I've been thinking gymnast. I just thought Shawn Johnson.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You've already lost. But let's continue. Number 3, HBO's Chernobyl has passed Game of Thrones to become the top-rated TV show on IMDb. What does IMDb stand for?
Oh, Internet Movie Database.
That is correct.
I love IMDb. Oh, I got the app on my phone. Can you say that?
Number 4, Galaxy's Edge officially opens at Disneyland. Galaxy's Edge is based on what movie franchise?
Are you serious? You're just lobbing them up for me. Star Wars.
And number 5, all about Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic. In the song Rocket Man, Elton sings that this planet ain't the kind of place to raise your kids.
Mars ain't a place to raise your kids.
That's right. Mars is correct.
In
I'm
fact,
sorry.
It's cold as hell.
You're too smart for me, Raven.
And it's going to be love.
Oh, gosh. No, stop.
Oh, and there's no one to raise them.
All right.
If you did.
He beat you 5-1. I'm sorry, Meryl.
Thanks, guys. My name is Meryl. I'm from Rome. I cannot beat Raven.
Thank
All
you for
this
trying.
Science, I don't understand.
All right. You got another.
It's just my job okay. 5 days a week.
Okay, that's enough, please. Okay.
Rocket Man.
I don't, whatever. Listen at 5:30 for the cheat sheet for Monday.
Rocket Man.
It was chaos yesterday, the 2019 National Scripps Spelling Bee Champions. Here's what happened.
Oh, boy.
The odor.
It's complete.
It will forever be remembered as the Elite Eight, the eight spellers that for 3.5 hours took the best punch the dictionary had to throw at them. And this is the night, Paul Loeffler, that the kids won the spelling bee.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. 8 winners. 3.5 hours.
Wait, I hear right now.
There's a parent in a car going like this. Every kid gets a trophy now.
Right.
There we go.
I mean,
how
is that possible? You had 8 winners, 3.5 hours. Sounds like the adults gave up.
They're like,
right.
Sounds done.
Right. Sounds like they were just like, no, I'm going back to the hotel. This was supposed to be over hours ago.
But can you imagine?
This is America. We don't play to ties, Anna Zapp.
8 kids for 3.5 hours. And these aren't questions like balloon.
Right.
These are questions that have words that we don't even know how to pronounce as adults.
I didn't even hear the winning word.
I didn't even hear it either. I mean, there is no winning word.
All that fanfare, right. They didn't have the winning word there.
Because there was 8 of them.
So they just gave up at that point?
Yeah, they gave all 8 of them $50,000 each.
Okay,
they split
nice.
The grand prize.
So you know what? Just for my own sake here, how do you guys feel about that? Because here's my thing. Like, I get it. It's grueling. It's not natural to be up there spelling for, you know, 3 hours in the final of this thing or whatever. But don't we want the elite best of the best? Don't we want the true champion, the one that survives all these different things? So, you know, at that point, like, you turn up the heat in the room, you see whether or not they can really endure this type of thing. You know, you throw obstacles at them. Like,
torture these children.
Sorry, like a t-shirt cannon, one of those things.
See
if they can spell while they're dodging those things, you know?
Spell it backwards.
I want a real champion. That's all I'm saying. You think that they're giving them an 8-way tie in Russia? All right, they're not.
I don't know.
7 of those kids are dying after that spelling bee in Russia. All right? You failed us, comrade. That's it.
Raven.
Yes.
Spell ocelot.
Ocelot. The animal?
Ocelot.
Use it in a sentence, please.
I wish you would spell ocelot.
That's not fair enough. I'm going to say O-C.
Incorrect.
Well, you didn't even tell me what it was.
Well, I don't need to know that.
Because you don't even know what it is.
It doesn't matter.
So it's not the cat?
No.
Okay.
Producer Christian, I need you to
spell. Christian, what is an ocelot?
Otolik.
What?
Otolik.
Otolik?
Yep.
Yeah. Just lick it auto, bro.
You still want to turn up the heat in here? Go ahead.
O-T.
No.
Okay.
These are all words that were the final words. Give these kids $50,000. You give them a pat on the back, say good job.
Oh, you're writing those checks, huh? You are?
Right. Well,
feeling good?
It's national.
I mean, if you were writing the checks, I feel like there would be some obstacles that came up at the end.
All right. Listen, congratulations to all 8 of these kids. And when you look at these words, they all deserve to win. Everybody gets a trophy. All of them.
It's the Avengers of spelling, right? Together, they do something great.
Yep.
Good stories, good thoughts. Good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
It's a big, big weekend. Facts and Law Fairfield Road Race is going on in Fairfield. Star 99.9 in Santa and Raven. And joining us, it's Francine Wheeler. Francine, you lost your son, Ben, during the Sandy Hook tragedy, but you've really created this incredible organization now that keeps his memory alive, and it's beautiful. And I got to ask you, what's up with the lighthouses? It's all about Ben's lighthouse.
He was a lover of lighthouses. As a little child, we would go everywhere to see them. I just thought the metaphor of it, when we thought of putting the organization together, Ben's Lighthouse, I thought, well, why couldn't we all be beacons? Why couldn't we all be lighthouses? Not just for Ben's memory, but as we move forward, you know. So what we do is we work with kids and we help them find their light in themselves. And then we ask them to express themselves and share their light with others and help others.
I got me chills up and down my shoulders.
I mean, it's such a great feeling, right? Because I think as humans, we all know what it is to feel like you're adrift or to be a little bit lost or whatever. And you're looking for that steady thing to pull you in, that light through it all. What a great message.
Thank you.
Ben's Lighthouse does a ton of events, including, I know you see Joan Osborne coming September 14th. And if you want information on that, you can head to their website, benslighthouse.org. But we really want to talk about this race going on this weekend because it's massive.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
One of the ways that we raise money is running, because after Ben died, I decided I needed to just run to feel better. And it's a way to bring the kids in too, because the kids can go to this run. You'll see us in green shirts.
A lot of times when you hear the Fairfield Half Marathon, you immediately think, oh, it's the half marathon. It's too legit for me. But, but there's right. also a lot of other organizations like yours that are coming in for the kids races, for the 5K.
Yeah, it's the 5K.
2 days. Yeah.
It's Saturday is the 5K and the kids run. And then Sunday is the half. And you don't have to run it. You can walk it. And you can come out and cheer us on too. It's a great way for people to come together, because our organization is all about community, children, parents, and this is one of those events where you get to do that there too.
So you're looking to recruit people for your team, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Come recruit or you know, or you can sponsor us. You can look at our website, benslighthouse.org, or at the Fairfield Half website. We're a signature charity.
And you'll be there on Saturday, correct?
And Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
I mean, I know we've had some rough weather over this week, but it is going to be beautiful
this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks perfect. Yeah. What a great time to get out there and do some good.
So we hope to see you there.
If you need more information and you want to join Francine's team and Ben's Lighthouse, you can just head to their website, benslighthouse.org. Just click on calendar. You'll find all the information there. Hope you have a fantastic turnout this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.